You came over straight to Glasgow?
Yes.
Yes. Uh-huh. And was your mum there to meet you when you came?
No, she wasn't.
No.
That's another wee story.
Well,
now, as I said, you're only allowed to take 10 shillings, no matter what you had. One suitcase, right? And you packed as much as you can in your coats and your... So anyway, on a journey up, now you must remember I couldn't speak a word of English. I couldn't even say yes, no, no, nothing, right? So the gentleman who was in charge of the transport to Kinder, he says, you got 10 German marks, give me it and I'll change it for English money. So I gave him it and I'm still waiting for it to come back. I had done a few bob or I was too shy to ask, to ask for my money back, you know.
What languages could you speak?
Only Yiddish and German. And, well, Hebrew. At that time, I've forgotten my Hebrew now, but I could translate the Hebrew into German, obviously, because he used to Heide every, after every school, every afternoon he went to Heide. So anyway, I arrive at Harwich, and the immigration office, as I say, there was 150 children with the transport, and everybody was going to different places, and there I'm sitting, the only one that's left. So the immigration officer took me home to London, put me up, sent a telegram to my mother. She stayed in 28 Abbotsford Place. She had a room there. A young brother and sister owned the flat. So sent a telegram to my mother that I'm going to arrive the following morning at Glasgow railway station. Okay, so get to Glasgow, come off the train, a suitcase, my jack boots noch, and I go down to the, like a vodka. Everybody's away from it. I'm standing on my own. What am I going to do? I've not a penny in my pocket. I can't say yes or no. You don't see a policeman to see a, you know, you were still sort of cowed because they used to throw stones at you and shout and swear, whatever, you know. So I'm standing, everybody's away, and this guy comes over, this man comes over, and he spoke Yiddish to me. There's a taxi driver. Now, 10 million to one chance.
Yes.
He must have, I must have stood out, obviously. I'm the only one standing with my jack boots off.
Yes.
So he came over and spoke Yiddish to me. I says, well, my mother's supposed to meet me here. She's not here. He says, he's going to take me in this taxi to you. I says, no girl. He says, it's all right. So he takes me to 28 Abbotsford Place, two stairs up, chaps the door, and the lady who owned it, the brother, the lady opened the door. Obviously, she couldn't mistake me. She knew who I was, you know. She says to come in. Took me into my mother's room. My mother's sitting in a chair, taking her shoes off, her boots, whatever. She went to Queen Street Station. I came at Central Station. I saw me standing there for the taxi driver. I mean, that's unbelievable. But I was clever enough to have a bit of paper with my mother's address on it.